this is a mistake I've made multiple times, many times, is I take things that my toddlers do or my kids do as personal.
Yeah.
Like, this kid is 2 years old. He has no clue what he's doing. But in my mind, somehow, it's like, yo, this kid's after me. This kid's trying to ruin my life. This kid's trying to make sure I don't get any sleep. This kid's trying to break my stuff. This kid's trying to make me pay more money for my rent because they just drew on the wall. Like, I take it so personal.
He says mama way too many times, not dada.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, I counted. You said mom. You wanted mom 10 times today. You actually only said dad, I want you, one time. It was because mom said no. And so you're trying to swindle me and get me to say yes. Don't be so sensitive.
Don't be sensitive. Life is way too...
Life is long, Tommy.
Life is long, Nate.
There's no time for us to be sensitive.
No, and stop taking yourself so serious.
That's right.
You know, I think people who are too serious, their life is like, whoa, man, I don't want to be around you. You know, like, you're walking on eggshells.
Totally.
I think kids are going to be kids.
Kids are going to be kids. Look, if you take yourself too seriously, too, this is my experience.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm tired or I'm hungry, I start to take things so seriously. Like, my wife knows, you need a nap and you need a cheeseburger or something. Like, when I take myself so serious, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a lot of energy. I get irritated easier. It's just a great policy in life. Don't take yourself too seriously.
I love that.
What should you take seriously in life and in fatherhood?
I think you should take creating time to create memories. I think those are some of the things you can take serious. I think creating moments for your kids. I think, you know, creating a space that they can grow up and be healthy in.
Because here's a stigma I think that a lot of dads are put into, mm-hmm. or stereotype, is that dads are serious. Dads have to, you know, kind of put on a face that, you know, they got to be really tough. And yeah, I think that's part of it, right? Like, your household should feel protected by you.
Right.
At the same time, you got to be able to put on, you know, a different hat. You got to be able to have fun. You got to laugh, be light,
right.
Have some levity. Here's like a really simple way we do it at our house. Okay. Two things. Number one, really practical. I make sure my family knows that when we go to bed at night, all the doors are locked, right? It's like, you know, okay, guys, I'm going to lock the doors now, you know, super protective. It's like, dude, you just turn in a bolt. And then the other part of it is like, when I get home from work, you know, sometimes I can carry that on me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of more serious. And so first thing I try to do is have some fun. And here's a surefire way to make the family have fun, laugh, be light. We do spontaneous dance parties.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So I get home and it's like, I kind of wear on purpose. You know, I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I don't know if I can do anything. And then as soon as we get inside, I'm like, oh, kids, dance party.
And they just go level 10.
Oh, they go level 10 and just sets the, you know, it kind of takes away any tension, takes away any of that, that feeling of walking in like, oh no, is dad tired? And it's like, oh wait, we can have fun. We can laugh and, you know, but you got to be intentional with that. Even when I am tired, I still make it a point to try to do something fun.
It's just so much. That's why I think like life should be balanced, you know, to the best degree possible. Like, of course you know, like you're saying, I think we want to make it like where our families feel protected, but also just not see only that side, but the loving side of you where it's fun, where it's like, you know, feels like celebration, you know, is like always cheered, you know, like in the home. And I think it's, you know, both, you know, feeling that and then also being fun. And, you know, I don't want to ever be that dad that only sways to one side and that's the only lens that my kids see me in.
Right. You know? Right.
So true, bro.
Love that.